This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Next on the 5 o'clock report.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protest. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
College students do crazy things. That is not what we're seeing here.
These are dangerous protests, and they put Jewish students at risk.
$2.4 billion for New York City's self-created migrant crisis.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life anchor Greg Gillespie. It's happening at Columbia, Berkeley, Emerson, Rice, and Yale.
Palestine will live forever!
Numerous other campuses are also seeing pro-Palestinian demonstrations. One of the largest is at New York University.
This is the New York City Police Department. You have been warned by New York University to be in the area.
President Biden, on his way to Florida, was asked about the protests.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Opponents of the president say Biden's unwillingness to clearly denounce threats against Jews is due to political calculations. New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney.
These are dangerous protests, and they put Jewish students at risk. And it's particularly bad when you consider that we started the Passover season yesterday, and this is a holy time for Jewish people. And I almost think it's deliberate.
Because of unrest at Columbia, the school is going hybrid with its classes for the remainder of the semester. Former Ivy League student Jeremy Hunt.
College students do crazy things. That is not what we're seeing here. What we're seeing here is far worse than that. They genuinely believe the nonsense that you've heard at these protests. So what's very concerning is that these folks are going to be using their Ivy League degrees to become leaders in academia, business, politics, and the rest of us, we need to do everything we can to make sure they never get anywhere close to power.
More on the campus protests coming up a bit later in the 5 o'clock report. Today, day two of the New York City trial against Donald Trump. It ended early this afternoon, and a gag order was among the issues being discussed. Reporter Graham Cates.
We haven't yet got a ruling on that. There was a short break, and even during that break, Trump went on his social media site and made another post about the judge who is currently mulling this contempt.
The trial takes tomorrow off before resuming on Thursday. The U.S. Senate votes soon on aid to Ukraine. Mitch McConnell is the Republican leader.
Pretending enemies don't hate you does not work.
Senate approval and a presidential signature are expected for that money for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. Those three bills passed the U.S. House yesterday. Still to come on this Tuesday, evaluating New York State's budget, bipartisan condemnation for campus protests, and baby on board, but only for part of the Turnpike trip.
Here is your Family Life weather forecast. Our call for tonight, cloudy, breezy, widespread showers moving across the area. Low temperatures, mainly upper 30s to mid 40s. Much chillier tomorrow, mainly cloudy. A few showers around, especially in the morning. Wet flakes could mix in spots. Temperatures will generally be dropping through the 40s in some cases. Then on Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, cool, with a high temperature ranging generally in the lower 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. And now more of what's happening where you live in Pennsylvania and New York. President Biden will be in the Empire State on Thursday. Family Life's Bob Price has a preview.
Yeah, Greg, the president will be touring the future Micron computer chip manufacturing site in Clay, just north of Syracuse. He's there to announce a $6 billion federal grant to get the project off and running. That site's the size of 40 football fields and will employ about 50,000 people over the next couple of decades. It's the second time Mr. Biden has been in the Salt City in as many years. He's a 1968 graduate of the SU Law School. Bob Price, Family Life News.
The Syracuse community still mourning the loss of two law enforcement officers in a shootout about 8 days ago. Reaction continues to $237 billion worth of state budgeting. That got final approval in Albany. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the spending plan
puts real resources into things that matter and makes a difference in people's lives.
However, Western New York Senator George Borrello says budget priorities are wrong, even within a state budget that will spend more than ever before.
I have so many stakeholders that have reached out to people that deal with our most vulnerable citizens, nursing homes and hospitals and people that with special needs. They didn't get what they needed.
Borrello tells Family Life that upstate citizens will send huge piles of tax money to New York City for liberal causes.
$2.4 billion for New York City's self-created migrant crisis is the first priority for elected Democrats in New York State.
The Jamestown-based senator says budget trends will continue in New York until voters send more Republican legislators to Albany. Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson says outside agitators set up the protests on campuses and everywhere else.
It does smack of Nazism when the hatred that's spewed, and I think that's really sad on our college campuses.
Thompson says those funding and fueling pro-Palestinian protests are trying to score political points, harming social stability.
There's somebody behind it that has significant funding, and it creates an evil energy.
Significant pro-Palestinian rallies have erupted at more than a dozen colleges across the nation. Jewish students have been threatened and harassed. Concern about that is bipartisan among Pennsylvania's elected leaders.
Democrat Senator John Fetterman saying, quote, these protests are anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. Add some tiki torches, and it's Charlottesville for these Jewish students. To Columbia President Manoush Shafiq, do your job or resign so Columbia can find someone who will.
Correspondent Todd Pirro. Columbia alum and New England's Patriot owner Robert Kraft says he's stopping his donations to Columbia because of the hatred being spewed toward Jewish students.
I never thought I'd see what's going on in America, what's happening right now, and it really pains me to see it. We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges and the hate continue to grow and multiply the way it is.
On the NYU campus, protests continue and New York City police officers have arrested about 130 students and others who have been protesting. Next at 5, a Pennsylvania mission worker takes us to Ukraine for this week's Family Life Hometown Heroes feature. Jeff Siegworth tells us about daily life there and evangelistic opportunities in the war zone.
We're going to do a bigger mission to the city of Kherson, down more near the front line, across the river from the Russian forces. Humanitarian aid work is delivering food and stuff and bringing the message, and then rebuilding some houses, putting some roofs on some homes.
How safe is it right now?
It's about as safe as a war zone can be. Everything west of the Dnieper River is relatively safe. It's everything in the east that's seeing a lot more of the heavier fighting that has been taking place, and it's been getting a lot worse further in the east. The west is still seeing some missiles and stuff, but it's not really as bad as outlying media companies play it off to be. I've spoken with the missionary over there. The air defense grid that Ukraine has been fairly successful in protecting its civilian population.
What motivates you to brave that and go back there?
God's calling me back. When I went over last time, it was something that God had called my heart to do. That's the plan. We're going to go get caught up on the work that needs done and bring the message of Jesus and the hope of his resurrection back to the people in Ukraine. We're trying to start a flag football organization in Ukraine for the kids through the youth ministry that Todd does and A18 Missions does. So we're going to be doing a little bit of flag football, teaching the kids a little bit about American football.
Having some sort of distraction or something fun to do like flag football probably would take on some added significance, I would think.
Oh, it does. The kids, due to the air raid alerts, a lot of times you have to evacuate the buildings and they have to leave the schools or they have to go in their bomb shelters. That brings a lot of anxiety to the kids. So being able to get out and play flag football is definitely something they enjoy doing. And then we also work with them in their youth ministry stuff at the church.
The stressful war environment impacts faith. If anything, perhaps it makes people, including youth, more receptive?
Oh, absolutely. Just the absolute growth in the church system. Kids passionately coming to church to spend time learning about Jesus and what's going on and the salvation that he can provide them and the hope that he can provide them because of the devastation of the war around them.
Family Life News anchor Mark Webster spoke with Jeff Seegworth on Seegworth's way to the airport for his return to serve Christ amid the Russia-Ukraine war. That full conversation and more about the A1-8 mission efforts are on our news podcast page at familylife.org. Now your money. Self-checkout lanes have fallen out of favor, and some big-name retailers are looking to close them. For example, Dollar General will return to regular checkouts at thousands of their locations, and Target has begun limiting how many items can be bought in self-checkout lanes. Other retailers will watch how sales are affected at Walmart's St. Louis stores, a test market where cashiers will run every checkout.
If Walmart reports out results that it's positive, I think you'll see more follow the leader.
Professor Thomas McMillan heads the Center for Retailing Studies at Texas A&M. He says some younger shoppers like self-checkouts, so removing them is a delicate balance. Companies can save a bit on personnel costs, but are losing money when customers intentionally or accidentally walk out with items which were not scanned. Wall Street closed higher today. Strong earning results, including a 14% surge for Spotify. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 263. The S&P nearly 60 points higher. The NASDAQ climbed 245. Your 5 o'clock report on stocks and business brought to you by Faithward Advisors. Faithward Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. The website is faithwardadvisors.com.
Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Some Bible verses are easy to memorize, like Job 1:21. You might know it by heart. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's easy to be thankful when things go our way, when God pours blessing on us. But what about when the Lord takes away? Maybe a loved one, a job offer, an investment. In Acts 16, Paul blesses the name of the Lord even after being beaten and thrown into prison unjustly. In the Old Testament, God forewarns Habakkuk about suffering to come. How does the prophet respond? Well, by saying he would exult in the Lord and rejoice in the God of his salvation, even if God took everything away. When the Lord gives and when he takes away, bless his holy name. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
After your weather forecast, buckle up for a happily memorable turn on the turnpike. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Going to be a wet night tonight. A cold front produces widespread showers. In the wake of the front, widespread chill follows tomorrow. Showers that could even mix with snowflakes before ending. Higher pressure returns the sun to the skies in abundance on Thursday. Our call for tonight, cloudy, breezy, widespread showers moving across the area. Low temperatures, mainly upper 30s to mid-40s. Much chillier tomorrow, mainly cloudy. A few showers around, especially in the morning. Wet flakes could mix in spots. Temperatures will generally be dropping through the 40s in some cases. Then on Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, cool, with a high temperature ranging generally in the lower 50s.
Thanks, Kevin. And finally, at 5, one of Pennsylvania's newest residents will remember a special connection to the PA Turnpike, not because she will remember it, but because the story will be told to her her entire life. Nick and Sarah Holmes were on their way to a midwife center when her water broke, and that baby was on the on-ramp to life, forcing them to pull over near Cranberry.
Unreal. Like, you hear about this in movies and not in real life, not to us, but that's what happened. Once she was out, Nick might have still had her, and he was just like, oh, it's a girl. Like, I didn't even think about, like, what it was.
Nick and Mama Sarah and baby Lottie all doing fine, thanks to a truck operator who heard the initial call for help on his radio. That trucker arrived before police and EMS and assisted with the roadside arrival. Lottie's birth, apparently not the only occasion that things are faster than expected on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And that's the world we live in this 23rd day of April, 2024. I'm glad you joined in for the 5 o'clock report. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.